It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go with hour number two of Gwen and Chris. Thursday afternoon for you, headed towards Thursday night football. Vikings and Rams. Note for that game, Puka Nacua. Is that his name, Puka Nacua? Yeah.
It is.
He's back.
Hasn't played in a while. Yeah, they've activated him. The Rams have. So both Nacua and Cooper Kupp return to the Rams lineup for tonight's game. We will talk about them a little bit more, those two players in the Daily Gambit, which is coming up here shortly.
I have a question about Puka for you guys. It's a fantasy football-related question.
All right.
And I think many people are wondering the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you guys feel comfortable putting Puka in your lineups tonight after not playing since week one?
Nope.
Here's why I would not, but that doesn't guarantee anything. I looked it up on DraftKings. His over-under for receiving yardage is 29.5. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to only get 29.5, but they're not expecting him to play, you know, a full slate.
I mean, he hasn't played since week one.
Right.
So I'm
doesn't
not
mean he
start
won't
him.
Get 70 yards, but I don't think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Unless you have no other options.
Confirming my decision.
All right. Glad to confirm your decision. I got one more thing in the NFL. Wide receiver Jameson Williams.
Oh, yeah.
See this?
Yes,
suspended
yes,
two
yes.
games for a PED policy violation. Williams said two things. One, he's not appealing the decision. He's accepting it. And two, the news comes as a complete surprise that I am still trying to understand. Doesn't everybody say that after they don't appeal? Or is it worth your while to just not appeal, take your punishment, even though you don't believe you didn't do anything?
I think isn't that what he's doing?
Yeah. It is.
That is what he's doing, but would you do that? I don't know that I'd want my name sullied in that way if I didn't do anything.
Basically, though, your original statement is why it doesn't matter. Because what did you say after you read that? Doesn't everybody say they didn't do it? Right? I mean...
Right, so...
You're not going to change your opinion. You're in the back of our mind when somebody gets... When we see PEDs...
We assume that he did
we
this.
We assume that it's done.
Yes.
Regardless of the circumstances, right?
But he claims, as everybody does, that he did nothing wrong. That's my point. If you claim you did nothing wrong, then fight it a little bit. To me,
I think it's strategic, right? You look at your schedule because you know that's probably going to push it another couple of weeks because they're going to have to go through a arbitration hearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
this is the same guy that was suspended four games last year for the gambling policy.
By the way, if you've seen Jameson Williams, this dude is like 160 pounds, 70 pounds. He's probably one of the thinner dudes in all of football. Either way, what I don't understand about football is some guys will get four games.
Yeah.
Some guys will get two games.
Is it like on the two-game list?
What is the scale of PED that forces you to the four-game threshold versus the two-game threshold?
I find it kind of sad, too, because before the year, the Lions came out and said he's done so much growing since his gambling suspension.
Here's the deal. There are guys who take PEDs that are trying to cheat, get bigger, stronger, whatever.
There are others who end up with PEDs and don't know it.
There are other dudes who aren't responsible about what they're taking.
Okay.
May not understand what can pop you. This sounds like one of those cases, which is why he probably is like, yeah, I took it, but I didn't know, whatever.
That's what he said.
So, you know.
Said, I don't take any supplements, and I'm overly cautious.
Evidently not. And so, ultimately, I think that's the point. At the end of the day, like, our minds are going to be made up regardless once we hear you connect it with PED.
Yeah. The kneecap cannibal said, quote, I trust this kid. I trust him, but unfortunately, you've got to pay for your sins.
You do.
All right, let's go to the Daily Gambit, which, as Tony said, includes one of the biggest upsets of the college football season, for sure.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly first. We will start with the major upset out of all of our bets. Liberty was 27-point favorites over Kennesaw State. We all chose Liberty to cover. Kennesaw State ended up winning 27-24 for their first win of the season.
And Liberty's first loss. I mean, it was like everything was stacked against the mighty Owls of Kennesaw State.
Man, the Flames did not defeat the Owls. Little upset about that, but we all lost that one.
Nice job by Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Middle Tennessee and Jacksonville State over under 63.5 total points in the game. Chris and I said under. Tony said over. Tony's got to be a little bit irked by this. Jacksonville State wins 42-20, so it's 62 points.
As usual, the number is right there, though.
Now the
they
Bulls
don't miss it by much.
At the Pels, Chris chose the Bulls. The Pels were -5.5 on the spread. Tony and I chose the Pelicans. Pelicans won 123-111.
But so, you guys wanted to switch because Zion didn't play.
I never said that.
Yeah, I never made the switch, though, so we're good.
Sure.
How many?
Zach LaVine, 7 turnovers. Come on.
First game. Let's get
control the ball.
It's first
will
game,
you please?
Chris, give him a break, Chris. It's first game.
I'm not giving breaks.
He has paid way too much money for 7 turnovers, Tony. Come
please.
On. Bulls didn't lose by that much, though. 12? That's not so bad.
Nah, they lost by more than that. Final score was 12.
Lots of free throws at the end.
Whatever, yeah.
Phoenix -5 over the Clippers in the opening of the Intuit Dome up in Inglewood.
I'm afraid for Steve Ballmer. Like, watching this dude. I just feel like he can have a heart attack at any given moment. The way he is just...
I'm going to play a video in the Big Five of Steve Ballmer kind of opening up the Intuit Dome, and that will prove your point, Tony.
I think I saw the same video, which is why I feel
he's like
right
a WWE
now.
Wrestler doing a... It's crazy.
Doing all these crazy moves.
It's crazy. I chose the Clippers. Phoenix actually ended up winning this game 116-113 in OT, so I win that bet.
Tell you what, that wall...
The vertical wall.
It looks real.
I saw
KD miss 2 free throws.
And he said he was bothered by it. He said he was staring into it and he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I gotta
see
this
cool,
thing.
Man.
Well, it's just the way the seats are, it's at a high angle. You know, straight up and down instead of back into
So it looks like a wall.
It looks a little more like a wall, and all 13 aisles of it or rows of it are filled with rabid Clipper fans.
Yeah, you can't sit there unless...
Right, you have to qualify to be an idiot Clipper fan to sit there.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the show.
It's just more straight
up and down.
Yeah.
Surprised they didn't have that actor that the Chargers brought in to be a part of it.
I still see her with the Charger uniform on, by the way.
Yeah, they keep bringing her out, and somehow the cameras keep finding her. So weird. You know, I've been
to such a conspiracy.
I've maybe been to 50 NFL games in my life. I've been lucky enough to do that. Not once has the camera ever found
me. Nobody wants to put you on the camera.
I have a TV-ready face.
I have a feeling the camera has found you before, and the director immediately see. Ready three. Let's go to camera four. Camera three, find something else.
All right, Tyrese Maxey, over under 29.5 points last night. All of us went over. He had 25. Steph Curry, over under 4.5 three-pointers. You know, I think the Warriors scored over 130 points. You would think Steph Curry would have,
did
like,
he come up short?
Seven threes or something like that. He had three. So Chris was the worst guy.
I must have saw him hit all three then.
Yeah, he's 17
points.
That's
it. Kind of a out of a big old game.
Yeah. They did play Portland, so I mean, yeah, he's kind of a cakewalk.
He didn't need it.
Although Draymond's in full force already, I see.
Already got a technical. Chase the referee. Hey, you know what I would say if I was the referee there? Because you know what Draymond's saying. What'd I do? How am I getting a T? If I was the referee, if you don't know by now,
you're never going to know. Right?
You know? I mean, the man who's got more T's than anybody in NBA history.
Final one, Capitals and the Flyers. I chose the Caps. You guys chose the Flies.
Flies, yeah.
Caps.
Caps won 6-3.
Ovechkin scored a goal.
He got one.
So he's now 40 from breaking Gretzky. All right, let's go into tonight. By the way, Scraby's pulling away. He's 11-9.
I'm sucking.
Both of us are not good. 8-12. Tony?
Yeah.
5-15.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Tony can't afford rent this month, or electricity, or anything.
I'm donating money.
Oh man, he's driving to work, not taking the helicopter this month.
All right, let's see if we can get back into it. Start with the Vikings -3 tonight at the Rams. Scraby's first with the lead. Vikes -3. Kevin O'Connell.
I feel coaching. Like Sam Darnold has come back to earth a little bit.
Okay.
But Aaron Jones is back. I feel like the Vikings are going to win this game by more than three.
That was a great analysis.
Great.
It was, right?
I got to take Kevin O'Connell over Sean McVay any day of any week. Even if I don't believe it, I'm going to root for it. Vikings. Tony?
I'm looking for wins. I'm going Rams.
You're
going
to go the other way to try and make up some ground. 47.5 points over under tonight. 24-23 is 47. I'm going to go under. Tight game. Like 24-10, maybe. Under. Tony. 47.5 points. Under. Scraby? Contrarian?
I'm going to go over because the Rams' defense is not very good.
Okay. Aaron Jones or your guy, Kyrie Williams or?
Kyron.
Kyron Williams. Yes. Thank you. Yes. He scores touchdowns like every game.
He does.
But this is for rushing yards. Who's going to have more, Aaron Jones or Kyron Williams? I'll go with Aaron Jones because I think the Vikings will be ahead and they'll run the ball a little bit more. Tony?
Aaron Jones or what was it?
Kyron Williams, Rams running back.
Give me Kyron.
You're going with Kyron?
Yeah.
All right. Scraby?
Chris is right. Kyron Williams does score a ton of touchdowns, but he doesn't usually have the rushing yards. I'm going to go with Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. All right, here's one that I kind of put together. I added these two together. Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, both returning to action tonight. Total yardage for both guys combined over under 97.
97.
For Kupp plus Nacua. You get both of them.
Okay.
97 yards. Scraby, over or under?
If... They're trying to shop Cooper Kupp, so I'm going to say they force it to him over.
Over. I don't know. 97 seems like not enough. I'll say over. Tony, want to try to make up ground again?
Yes.
Under, he says. Yes. Okay. We have one of the nation's 9 unbeaten college football teams playing tonight. That team is the Pitt Panthers.
Oh.
They are 6-0. They're at home giving 5.5 points to the 5-1 Syracuse Orange. I'll take the orange in this game because Scraby and I drove to Syracuse a few years ago. Tony?
Why is that?
I have no idea. Syracuse's only loss was to Stanford, which was an upset.
Syracuse is who they got again?
But they're 5-1. Pitt is 6-0.
Ooh.
One of the 9 unbeatens left in college football.
Give me Pitt.
Pitt. Scraby? Please get on mic. There you go.
Thank you. You know, Syracuse is not as bad as you think they are. I'm going to take Syracuse.
Who thinks they are?
Just people who
people
look
in
at
general
Syracuse and just like, oh, who cares about
NBA
them?
Tonight, Denver at home, -2.
Who did you choose?
I took Syracuse. Okay, I said because sure we drove there.
Okay.
Denver -2 at home against OKC. NBA action. I've seen OKC picked by almost everybody to win the West this year. Tony, have you seen the same thing?
I have. They're picked first or second.
It surprises me. I know they had the best record last year, but it was very, very close between them and Denver and Minnesota. Has OKC gotten that much better by acquiring Caruso from the Bulls? That's the only real addition, I think, to their team. Anyway, you're up first, Tony. Denver's favored by 2.
Yeah,
at home.
They didn't need much.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take Denver.
Denver,
the Russell Westbrook factor tonight.
Oh, my God. You do love him.
I sure do.
Scraby.
Are Jokic's brothers going to be there? Might intimidate people.
Scraby, you are hilarious, I must say. Here, Scraby. Make your pick.
Fine. I'm going to go Denver.
Denver also. All right, I'll take OKC because I need to pick up ground also. Doncic, Luka Doncic for Dallas tonight. Points plus rebounds plus assists, 48.5. That's like 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But he does a lot.
Yeah, he does. Scraby, you're first.
Over, I'm going to say he comes out guns blazing.
Over.
Over.
All right, I think it's too much. Under. Tony? 48.5
under.
Total. Under. One more just for you, Scraby. I don't normally do this many, but tonight in Los Angeles at the Crypto.com Arena,
okay,
the Los Angeles Kings host your San Jose Sharkies.
Ooh.
Lakers, or Kings, rather, are favored by 1.5. The Sharkies are winless so
yes,
far this year.
I mean, the Sharkies are having some tough times.
They're going through some tough times.
I am going to go with my Sharkies.
But you're going to take them anyway.
Yeah.
Kings got beat 6-1 the other night. They take it out on the Sharkies tonight. I'll take the Kings. Tony.
King me.
King you. Okay. All right. That's all. Take a break because we're running late. Traffic.
Okay. Hold on. I think Chris is joking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We were supposed to come back with some great sound, but Scrape is trying to be like professional and stuff now. So
yeah, all of a sudden, now you care how the show sounds?
I care.
Where was that the last 7 years?
You know what? It's like they're like, well, it's okay. We'll just play it off of our phone into the microphone. No, we are a professional radio station in a top 50 market.
That remains to be, you know, argued with us sometimes.
I cannot do that.
Has it come to you yet?
No. Did you send it to the right email?
It's only one, Matt.
The whole
Scraby
point was, is if we played it off the phone, it would have worked timing-wise. This way, it looks like, you know, as usual, we don't know what the hell we're doing.
That's not true. We do know what we're doing because I put a kibosh on playing it through the microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it went to you. Definitely went to you.
All right.
That's gravy.
Well, we're never, you know, it's great that we've all heard it here, but the listening audience will have to wait.
Well, if Tony would find clips not on Instagram,
I mean, you gotta find them where you find them. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just taking it out on you at this point.
I'm just trying to help the show, you know, move along, whatever. 3:24 on the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello.
What, you want to paraphrase what we were going to hear? Or?
No, I kind of don't. I think it's best played through the voices of Sir Charles and Sir Shaq.
Oh, I got to hear this. Come on, Scrape, Sir Charles, Shaq.
Scrape's not looking forward to having
those
it
guys.
At this point.
Tony's
let him play it off the phone, will ya?
Tony's iPhone is taking forever to send it.
He said that he's already sent it.
I did.
His phone is already, well.
It went out at 3:21. So,
Three months ago. Come on.
Speaking of this sound, they're talking about Kawhi Leonard. Some kind of top story on ESPN right now is about an ex-Clippers staffer fired for questioning the Kawhi Leonard kind of protocol and handling of his injuries.
He was an old San Diego State trainer.
Randy Shelton,
and he works with the Clippers.
He had been working with the Clippers.
So then he got fired because he didn't like
how they were handling the injury situation.
But he wasn't allowed to be in charge of how they were handling the injury, evidently, he was the trainer.
In the article, he basically accuses the Clippers of using him to recruit Kawhi Leonard a year before he signed.
He was on the San Diego State with Kawhi.
That's right.
Oh,
and so,
my goodness. So
once they got Kawhi, they hired him and then didn't use any of the things that they promised him for.
Got it.
He
got
stayed
it.
Along anyway, and when it sounded like he started to push back on some of how they were handling his injuries, they let him go.
Boy, used and tossed into the trash, says Randy Shelton.
Indeed. All right, we have that sound, and I bring it up because every year we always play some clips from Shaq and Charles. They're at it already, second time during the season. Here's the clip.
Kawhi Leonard, but you can't rank him if he's not playing.
Is he a great player or not?
He was. No. But he ain't played.
Played 68 games last year.
And the best ability is availability. Spell it. See, made me curse you out there, man.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Always catching Charles slipping right there.
Love those guys.
Can't spell availability? I mean, it's not an easy word, but
it's on the spot, live TV?
Oh, I could do it.
You probably sound worse if you try and, like, fumble that at all than not
trying
at
all. That's not even easy to spell on the radio.
Availability.
Well, I think you did too many ILs, honestly. I think you did availability. I really do. I think you did availability.
I will have to check the tape.
You invented a new word.
Nonetheless, that's something, that story that we were talking about before we play the sound, is probably going to start to bubble. It just broke probably a couple hours ago, so I'm sure by tomorrow it'll be bigger news than.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard is you know, as Shaq and Charles are, you know, he is the subject of so many arguments.
Yeah,
you know, everybody comes down on one side or the other of it. I'm probably always going to come down on his side because he's an Aztec, and I got to believe that he wants to play and just is not healthy enough to do so. But you know, everybody's got an opinion, right, on how somebody should be treated when they have an injury like this, and I think player like Kawhi Leonard makes the kind of money he does, has the kind of, you know, cachet he does, has his own training staff, right? Separate from what the Clippers have.
Yeah,
I would think.
Do you remember that?
And those people don't always agree, if ever agree.
Well, listen, you got, and this is the part that I don't think people really get much insight into, right? There's two different timelines there, right? A team is paying, they want you out on the court regardless of what the injury is after a certain period. And that sounds like what it was here when Shelton pushed back on the fact that they were basically rushing him back too soon or not handling the rehab portion of it correctly. It was stated from the president of baseball operations. His name is Skip
Lawrence Frank.
Lawrence Frank.
Yes.
basically told him, you know, we take this very seriously. An investigation will be opened, and apparently Shelton's claims were unsubstantiated. And then he was let go right after that investigation took place. So we'll see how this kind of unfolds. I have a feeling it might get a little messy.
And I don't. I think the Clippers will pay him money, so they don't have to hear anything.
Well, that's another way those things get settled. Great point.
Yeah.
All right, let's slide away. Let's get to break. On the other side, we have ourselves a big five. Scrabby's ready to roll. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
All right, welcome back. Gwen and Chris, if you love Mediterranean food, I think I just said this a little while ago, but we invite you again. Try Spiro's. Authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. SpirosCuisine.com. Carcello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Still ahead, Chris versus the fans. Gwynn and Chris, NFL Pick'em. Right now, though, after we check some traffic, it'll be the Grande Cinco.
That
in honor of Fernando.
That might have to be permanent.
That might have to be permanent.
The Grande Cinco.
The Grande Cinco. Let's go.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get started because we have a lot to do.
Number five.
And on the Scraby Show last night, I talked about the catching position for the Padres in 2025. And there are lots of tentacles for how this could go because Kyle Higashioka currently not under contract with any team, but not the Padres either, obviously. Without Higgy on the roster, they really only have Luis Campusano as their big league catcher. And last night I said I don't think you can go into 2025 with Campusano as your lone starting catcher. So, Tony, do you think the Padres are looking for a starting catcher, a backup catcher, or both?
I think they're looking for a catcher.
Not a starting or a backup?
No. I don't know any season they've gone into recently where they've said, this guy is going to be our everyday catcher. I don't think they necessarily view the position like that. I think it worked out that Kyle got the boatload of the reps because of, you know, injury and then production. He ended up being a more productive guy. But I don't think they have closed the door on Campy. I think they'll bring a catcher in, and they'll probably run it the same way they did last year. Who's the hot man? And kind of let the season dictate, you know, playing time.
Chris.
His name is Chris.
Yeah, your name is Chris. Chris. Do you think the Padres are looking for a starter catcher back again?
Well, I think Tony's right. 100% is what they'll do. But I'll make a prediction that Campusano starts and makes the All-Star team.
Oh, wow.
Like it.
I don't know. I just think Campusano's good, and I just think he got into a bad way this year, and it never happened. It came out for him, and I just hope that he'll get into a groove next year and, you know, won't slow down. I think he's got the ability. He was hitting about 320 in mid-May, and I know that's not a long sample size, but it shows he's capable of doing it.
They don't need him to hit 320.
And so I
think he's capable of what they're asking him to do. So I agree with Chris as well.
All right. Wow, All-Star game. That is a bold prediction, sir.
A little bit.
I don't know if it's that bold. You know who predicted it last year?
Who?
Jesse. I think he had that prediction too.
Campy?
Yeah. So I don't. It's not like an absurd thought. You know what I'm saying?
I would say it's not an absurd thought, but I would say it's a crazier
that's
thought.
That's just because you
of
only,
last year.
You have last year in your mind.
All right.
Number four.
MLB.com put out the power rankings for hitters in the World Series, and the top three went like this. Do you guys want to guess the top three?
Yep.
Go ahead. In order to.
Oh, I got
to
do it in order?
Yeah.
Ohtani, Judge, Soto.
Chris?
Let's see. John Birdie. The third.
Harrison Bader is second.
No, he's not that good.
All right, I'll just tell you.
It's got to be the three Tony said, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but it's in a different order. They ranked Juan Soto number one, Shohei number two, and Aaron Judge number three.
Well, Chris, yeah, whatever. Some analytic.
Do you agree with that top three, Chris?
Of course not. Somebody who loves
of
walk
course not
agreed with that.
Well, man, from Last Dance, do the security guard.
Yeah, I know. Juan Soto's probably like the odds-on guaranteed to be MVP of this World Series, and we're just, I just gonna
it was
have
just
to
best
suck
hitter,
it up
right?
the That's entire the, time.
That was the category best hitter.
Yes,
you know,
power rankings.
Yeah, okay.
Power rankings for hitters.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Anything to add, guys?
No, move on.
Oh my god,
Soto,
I get angry.
Yeah, so I think Soto's the best pure hitter out of the three.
All right.
Then that Shohei second or that Aaron second?
They had Shohei second.
Shohei second. All right.
Yes. All right. Deion Sanders is not happy about one thing for his team, and it's all about the college football start times. Here he is after the last game talking to the media, and the reporter's going to ask the question.
Hey, Coach. John Treach, 9 News.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about these last TV window national games where basically the entire sport watches all day and then Colorado plays, and it's a showcase, but it's also very late?
Yeah, we don't like it, but we do love it. You don't like it because of the time, but you love it because we're chosen to be on television once again. I think that's several 8 consecutive weeks that we're proud that we're chosen. That once upon a time that you was begging to be on television. So we're not going to turn toot our nose up at being on national television. Yeah, we could argue with the time, but we're still appreciative and thank you. And thankful, I'm sorry. But it is what it is. I mean, you got to change the schedule. You got to prepare the kids because we practice in the morning. So now we got to do body adjustments, time adjustments, sleep adjustments for our young men so that they could start off fairly quickly. We hadn't started off quick in the night games because of that flips our whole schedule. We fared better in day games because that's who we are. But we plan on making adjustments this week to make sure we get the proper sleep, the proper rest, and we're ready and prepared for kickoff, regardless of whatever time it is.
There we go. Regardless of whatever time it is, he says. Do you guys, my question for you, Tony, do you think he has a legit gripe about scheduling?
Didn't sound like he was really
like
griping
he had a gripe
too much.
He said it was, he was. I mean, he was saying he didn't like playing late, but he's happy that they're on TV because they have to do all the adjustments. And
I guess, okay, so the gripe, I guess, yeah, I mean, he has a gripe. I mean, if we're calling it that.
The game starts at 8:15 Colorado time Saturday night, but it's because it's a national game on ESPN.
Right.
So he seems like he's willing to make the trade.
I think he is.
The Aztecs, mind you, get the opposite of this. Because they're playing, obviously, Saturday night at 7:30 here this week against Washington State. Get tickets at GoAztecs.com.
Nice
but Good when luck. They go to the East Coast,
they get the early
many
joint.
Times they play a 12:30 game. I remember we did one of those at Michigan and at Army.
I think you did one at
and
Ohio
I think at Ohio State,
too, yeah.
That's 9:30 a.m. body clock for these, you know, players. So they have to that's a tougher adjustment, I think, than what Deion's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean TV runs the thing and everybody knows Deion makes the money he makes because of TV. He's smart enough to know that.
That's right. I think that's why he said it. He answered that question the way, and clearly by the way the reporter asked the question, he knew that there was going to be some type of sticking point with it. That's why he asked the question.
That reporter better be counting his P's and Q's and he doesn't get kicked out of those things.
No, I think Deion liked him.
I think ultimately this is a trade that Colorado, and really, quite frankly, whatever team
would take the trade,
for sure.
It is really late. I mean, my bedtime is like 9:30 most
nights.
You
are about to be
maybe.
In the 4:00 range. Here, so, you know.
That's depressing.
Welcome to the club.
Number two.
We've talked about this before, but Cowboy players are starting to become more vocal about how annoying the daily tours are of Cowboy Stadium. In fact, some players who left the Cowboys last year have said they didn't realize how much of a distraction the tours are and how much they feel like they're now heading into work and not walking into a zoo. Literally, people...
It is like a zoo.
People are tapping on the gym windows as they're doing their weight training, and they want the players to do something for their cameras. I thought I was asking you two questions. Why does Jerry Jones keep doing this, you may ask? The tours sold 50,000 tickets and generated $10 million last year for
money,
the Cowboys.
Money.
It's not that much money to Jerry Jones, but he has to have it, apparently. Chris, do you think they need to get rid of these tours during football season?
Can't they just get rid of them while the Cowboys are practicing? Those guys aren't there 24 hours a day.
I think that's part of the draw of the tour.
Yeah,
because
they have these tours at Petco Park, and I know that sometimes the players happen to be there.
But aren't they?
But
the
I think
field?
The people get a better tour when the players aren't there.
For sure,
then they get to see way more stuff.
Room.
Yeah,
for sure.
But they have tours at Petco Park all the time. Sometimes the players are there. But this does sound. Yeah, I honestly agree with the players on this one. They should get first billing. Yeah, that's your team should be ahead of all else. So, you know, yeah, they should wipe these out at least while the players are there.
First of all, the stadium is so ridiculously nice and big that they can show a whole bunch of things and it's still going to be a good tour. There's nothing worse as a athlete, like in a working environment, than feeling like you're a zoo animal.
In a cage. Yeah.
I mean, people knocking on the glass. Yeah. Just think about how often you've done that with at the San Diego Zoo when there's a snake.
You want them to come over to the
please
window.
Please don't do that, people.
Knocking
that's
on the
that's
glass.
That's very mean to
there
the animals.
There is nothing more.
Well, but you don't mind them knocking on the cowboy
no,
window.
No, because those people are humans. They can deal with it.
But that's even worse. That's
an
what I'm
animal
saying.
Doesn't know.
Oh, okay. So the animal should be treated better
Scraby
than the human.
Scraby sticking up for the snake.
Not
I'm just saying
false.
It's infuriating. You throwing up some weight, maybe getting some squats in, and somebody comes knocking on the window like, Hey,
can you pose for me? Like,
do this.
I guess Dak Prescott was walking back to the locker room and the tours were like right there and they were asking for autographs and stuff and he's like, man, I'm just at work.
I'm not gonna lie. And this, I'll share this with you guys. There's been a couple times where I've gotten work and like either been late to tape or
but
like
the tour's
just,
going
just
on.
Not like in the right frame of mind to like stop. Like I'm not ready to be on yet.
Yeah, right.
I have definitely hid behind a pillar or two a couple times
while the tours are going on.
Like, let it go by first.
Next time you do a Petco tour, look behind the pillars.
I would do the same thing.
I have definitely done it once or twice.
You know, down here, I don't like riding the. I know I'm weird. I don't like riding the elevator with people, and so
here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When I get into the lobby, if there's someone waiting for an elevator, I'll go and use the hand sanitizer and until they get on the elevator, and then I get on the elevator
get
by
under
myself.
By yourself.
Yes, because it's very awkward to be in an elevator with someone that you don't know. Because you have
is it
to,
though?
Because
no.
Because the other day
you
it happened to
just
me.
Have to be
it's
quiet.
Not awkward because 99% of us get on elevators with
I
people
know.
We don't know.
This is a
you
me
can't
problem.
Control it when you're going down from the sixth floor. What do you do if somebody gets on at the fourth?
I hit the emergency button and keep going.
<You can't.
laughs> No, I can't do anything about it. But it's not like well, my then, favorite thing in the world.
Right.
When I stop at another floor, I'm like, oh,
I can totally see.
Well, you know, I will say this: he does walk up the stairs a lot.
Yeah,
which is a waste of time and energy. But I see now why he does it now.
Apparently, Ben Higgins also avoids elevator socialization, Dominic is saying.
So does he just turn in the corner and just...
I don't know. Tell me what Ben does, guys.
I could see Ben doing
that,
too.
I could see Ben doing it, too. The other day, or last week, someone like did that thing where, hold the elevator type of thing, and they were like scurrying along.
Have you ever...
Oh, I've definitely not touched the button.
Heard the hold the elevator and like pretend it to like...
You just push the wrong button. I'm looking for it. I can't...
Sorry, I have my headphones in. I can't hear anything. Sorry.
The push the wrong button one is diabolical.
And then their arm gets stuck in it and it goes up. You know.
You're really pushing closed door instead of open door.
Oh, I definitely push closed door. That doesn't work, though.
Oh,
those those are placebo buttons, I'm pretty sure.
Only on most elevators. There's like two elevators that come to mind immediately that actually work that way.
But this
none
person,
of them are here in San Diego.
That person was like, walked on the elevator. And they go, I think they said, I'm going to two. And I'm like,
take the stairs.
Okay. Like, do you want me to hit the button
you
for
push
you?
The button. That's what that means.
Why doesn't that person hit the button?
Because you're probably like right there in front of
now,
the buttons.
Now, I know it's not that big of a deal.
And you know how weird you get about people getting close. So that means they would have had to get closer to you to actually touch the button.
You make a good point. You make a good point. I should hit the button so that they don't come near me.
There you go.
If you're in New York City and you get on an elevator and then you push number 7 once, and then some other lady gets on and she's going to 12, but she looks like she's huffing and puffing a little, and they give it the old 12, press it 30 times. Doesn't get you there any faster.
No, it doesn't.
I was sure to, speaking of elevator doors, in Korea, you get on the elevator, they had these like sticker signs that basically indicated that these elevator doors may not have the sensors that ours do. So if you, they had like pictures of hands getting like chopped off. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know when I got on the elevator in Korea, I made sure I was like on
all
and tucked
the way
away.
On?
Yeah. Because apparently these the signs indicated the elevators are a little more dangerous than ours.
That sounds dangerous. Mm. That really sounds dangerous. They were saying on the chat that Ben avoided faked going to the bathroom. That's like 3 times a week for me. I walk out of here, I see someone going to the men's bathroom, I turn right around and come back into the studio.
Scraby doesn't like awkward bathroom encounters.
No. I'm surprised you sit in the same studio as us during the
show. We're pretty spread apart.
You guys should have seen me last break. I went over to show Scraby something.
It was ridiculous.
He was scooting away from me.
I mean, I don't know why he has to stand so close. I'm
wasn't
right here.
That close.
I really wasn't that
he
close.
He was.
Number one.
The Clippers' new home, the Intuit Dome, opened up last night, and Clippers owner Steve Ballmer was very, very fired up about this. Here he is. If you guys go to your video screens on YouTube, you'll be able to hear it as well. But here's Steve Ballmer getting the crowd ready.
I saw
for the first game.
Yeah.
He's like doing some weird hand thing, putting his hands in the air. And he grabs the mic.
Welcome home, Clipper Nation!
And there you go. Everybody seems to enjoy it. But he is a ball of energy, I have to say. But we are going to talk about this part because I've been critical of owners for making it about them. But to me, this kind of seems genuine. Like he actually enjoys being the owner of the Clippers. Tony, what makes Steve Ballmer more likable than Mets owner Steve Cohen?
I think they just have different personalities. Steve Ballmer seems like, as you said, a ball of energy.
Yeah.
I feel like he's always yelling. I don't know that he has a different mode.
Tone?
Yeah, like every time I see him, he's on 10.
Yeah, that's
true. Steve Cohen is just, I mean, he's just, it's a different type of rich attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is assuredly smarter than most people that he talks to. You kind of get that impression. But he also is kind of unassuming, though. At least how I view Steve Cohen. I saw him during the playoffs. He's got the hat on. He's got the glasses. He's very unassuming. I don't know that he's unlikable, though.
I may have put my spin on it.
Yeah, clearly. clearly. I think both of them are likable, just in different ways. I think most people would probably want to, if you're picking off of personalities, you probably would want to work for Steve Ballmer versus Steve Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both filthy, filthy rich.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So, there's that.
Chris, do you think, what makes Steve Ballmer more likable than
Steve
Cohen?
Yeah, I don't think he is more likable. Number one, what does everybody dislike about Steve Cohen? That he wants to win? I mean, is that a bad thing? I want my owner to want me to win. Steve Ballmer's the same. The problem for Steve Ballmer is, as much as he gets into it and excited, it's still the Clippers. And it's just always going to be the Clippers. I know he's trying to.
He got them their own house.
He's trying everything he can do in his power, but it still says Clippers on there. And, until they win a championship or even get to one, I think they're always going to be a bit of a laugh fest.
But what about
all
the toilets?
You can change your logo to a boat. You can change your logo to whatever you want.
Yeah.
What about all the toilets, though? Isn't that cool? He has, like, the most toilets in the stadium, and they all flush at the same time.
I love all.
I don't think they all flush at the same time.
I love what he's doing. It's still a Clipper game.
You can just flush them at the same if by chance everybody happened to flush them at the same time.
It can't happen. There's enough water pressure.
Right.
For
He's
it.
Got enough water pressure.
That's the owner that cares about his fans.
There's no question, but it still says what it says.
Chris versus the fans next, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.